My concerns about our lack of clarity about the word vision when applied to the critique of our current social arrangement is part of a general concern about the lack of clear definitions among those of us who want to end power's privilege. This concern centers on that sentence we began with: power is global, class is totalitarian. And then that question, what does this tell us about an effective vision? And I began trying to answer this question on a page called Founding and Realizing, a test site, not modeled on democracy, but on freedom, premised on leisure is happiness, in which I wrote a version of this. If we agree that the citizen-barbarian divide is the root of all class ideologies, then we can see that class itself provides the fundamental raison d'etre for the state, and that therefore necessarily there's built-in inequality, and if we truly want to be free, then necessarily we cannot accept subject status, barbarian status, virtual enslavement for any of us.